So now I want to try to count those states. And in order to do that, first I look in K-space over here, and I divide K-space up into little boxes. So if these are the allowed K-values here, then I can make a box that's got a volume that corresponds to the spacing between the points, and the box will be 2 pi over L cubed. That's the volume of this box. And then I go over to a drawing like this, and I want to know how many states there are with a wave number between k and k plus dk. So this is an interval in k space. It's a width of a thickness of this shell. How many states are there between k and k plus dk? And that's the volume of that shell, which is 4 pi k squared times dk. So dk is the thickness of the shell. 4 pi k squared is the area of the surface of a sphere. And then I divide that by the volume that one of the k states takes up. And this should tell me how many k points are now in this shell. And I have to add a factor of 2 for polarizations. And the polarizations are the of the electric field. So if the electromagnetic wave is moving in this direction, the electric field could be up like this in the z direction, or it could be like this in the y direction. And these are two linearly independent polarizations. If it's moving in the x direction, then the two possible linearly independent polarizations are in the z direction and the y direction. If there's some other polarization, if it's off at some funny angle, I could build it out of the z polarization and the y polarization. I could take a linear combination of those two. But because I have to allow there to be linear combinations of these two, I have to put a factor of 2 down here for the number of polarizations. So this is the number of states for a box of size L by L by L of solutions, of K solutions in this shell DK. And I use this to define something over here where it says D of K. This is a function called the density of states. And this tells me how many states there are between K and DK per unit volume. And because it's per unit volume, I need a factor of L cubed here, because L cubed is the volume of my box. If I multiply that by the thing that's per unit volume, that will tell me how many states there are. So let me go through that again. The density of states as a function of k times dk, this tells me how many states there are between k and k plus dk per unit volume. And when I define it like that, then I can solve for dk. I have it down here. If you just look over here, a lot of things cancel out already. So this, because of this 2 pi cubed, the 2 cubed will give a factor of 8, which cancels with this factor of 8. Here there's a pi, and here there's pi cubed, and that gives this pi squared. This k squared becomes this k squared, and 1 over L cubed comes up here to be this L cubed. And then you get a density of states that turns out to be a fairly simple formula. It's k squared divided by pi squared. And this tells us for photons how many states there are between k and k plus dk.